Okay, I'm ready.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much for being here today. We're looking at a special event for Save the MASSAC on New Year's Eve, and I want you to tell me how you got Morgan Strebler to get involved with you all to put on this special benefit show.
Well, Morgan Strebler is a Superman fan, and he had contacted us, probably started contacting us about 3 or 4 years ago. Now, you have to keep in mind that we get a lot of people who want to be involved with the Superman celebration. I'm a co-chair of that with Carla Ogle. And it wasn't until he was in line to see Michael Rosenbaum, and he waited. He asked if he could be the last person in line. We said, of course, no big deal. But he actually did some illusions for Michael Rosenbaum, the bending of the fork and all of that. And it was at that point that Carla said, oh, my gosh, are you the Morgan Strebler who's been in contact with us through email? He said, I am. So we right then told him we wanted him to perform at the Superman celebration, and that was last year was the first time that he actually performed there. He has fallen in love with Metropolis. He has always loved Superman so much that his tagline is the man who bends steel. He wanted to help us with the MASSAC Theater. It seems like everyone that comes to the Superman celebration is so enthusiastic about the MASSAC Theater. They can't wait until they can actually see Superman in there during the Superman celebration. So that's how I got to know Morgan, and he has so graciously offered to do these two performances for us at no charge. He is footing the bill 100% of the ticket price. Even the sales of his shirts and DVDs will go towards the MASSAC Theater.
Well, I was heartened to see that you have two shows on New Year's Eve, one in the afternoon and one at night, and it's accessible for that holiday night.
It is, and it's a great way to kickstart your New Year's Eve festivities. The show is 2 hours long, so even if you decide to go to the 7 o'clock show, it's going to be done by 9 o'clock. I do have to add, though, that he has added another event, which is free to the public. I think he's going to have a donation box there, but he is going to hang upside down 50 feet in the air from a bucket truck in front of the Superman statue in a straitjacket. He's going to have everyone count down midnight, and at midnight, that's when he will escape from the straitjacket.
This is sounding very Houdini-ish.
It is. Well, he is a fan of Houdini. He actually is the youngest person to ever have caught a bullet in his teeth.
I don't understand how that works.
I don't understand how that works either, but it is extremely dangerous. I think there have been like 13 people that have died trying to do that, but he actually is the youngest person to have ever successfully done that.
So of the illusions that you've seen him do, what's the spookiest?
Well, the only one that I have seen him do have been what he calls his street illusions. He told me whenever we went into the Baymont to kind of take a look at the facilities, he said, don't worry about the, you know, the lights and all of that. He said, I make my show so that I can perform it on the stage in Las Vegas, or I could perform it on the street. He's very adaptable. But that fork thing is crazy. Because he's not holding the fork.
This is over the phone, right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, no, he. I've seen him do it in person.
Okay.
But he has told me that, for instance, when you call him for an interview, he can have you hold a fork, and he can bend it while talking to you over the radio.
that's just what can you say?
I know. I mean, I'm telling you, Michael Rosenbaum held that fork, and Morgan said things like, you know, can you feel it getting hot? And those tines just bent. they just bent. It was just the craziest thing I think I've ever seen.
So you're going to do a 3 p.m. show and the 7 p.m. show, and then the hanging upside down and escaping from the straitjacket later.
Yes.
But it's all at the Baymont on East Front Street in Metropolis. Tickets are $20. And everything, and there's an online component. Tell me about that.
Yes. Morgan set up a streaming of the show. It will only be 30 minutes of it, but it will take place at 7 p.m. And you can go to the Stage It website and purchase that. It's a minimum donation of $5. So even if you can't be here for the show, you can at least see the first 30 minutes of that 7 o'clock show. And that's at Stage It website. I'm not accustomed to that, so to me, that's magic as well. But he has just been wonderful. He's donating everything, and 100% goes to the Save the Mass Act, which is just, we're trying to fix the bricks on the inside of the theater where there was water damage. And so for him to do this for us is just, it's hard to believe. It is. It's just hard to believe.
Now, tell me more about, we've talked about the Columbia, and the Mass Act is of an era with the Columbia. And these places were the earliest places you could go to be in air-conditioned space.
Absolutely. The theater was one of the first buildings in Mass Act County to have air conditioning. And it was with water is how they did that. The seats, they were very proud of the seats. They, in the very first article about the theater, they went into great detail about the seats and how many springs they had in them. And it's so funny because that's kind of an odd story. The whole thing with the Mass Act Theater, to me, is just magical. I truly believe it's meant to be. We think we have acquired our old seats back. The seats were sold in like 78 or 79, but we believe we have our same seats back from a church in Paducah that wanted to do something else. And they got those seats in 1978 or 79. And when we put the seats in the Mass Act Theater, the holes exactly line up with the holes in the floor.
Oh my goodness.
Isn't that something?
That is really something. So looking at the whole project, what's it going to take to get the Mass Act back?
You know, we will reach a point when we can say to people, anyone who wants to help us, come. You know, they can smear plaster on the wall. They can help build a stage. We will reach that point. As in any old building, first you've got to get rid of what little asbestos, which is very little, whatever lead paint we have, which is very little. Our group purchased a feasibility study. So we have step by step everything that needs to happen to get it up and running again. Where our job was a little bit harder than, say, the Columbia, we didn't have a roof for about 10 years.
Oh, dear.
Yes, and so we have water damage on the inside, but there are key components that are still there. The terrazzo floor in the lobby is still there. Our rails for the balcony is still there. The structure itself is all wonderful. It's perfect. The only damage to the skeleton of the building is this water damage that we're trying to fix on an interior wall. So we have a plan. We have a vision for the theater, and it's a step-by-step process. So we're trying not to, you know, if you look at the whole thing, it's easy to get overwhelmed. But as I said, I truly believe that this was meant to happen. So we're just taking it one step at a time.
Well, good for you. And thanks for talking with me about your New Year's Eve events like crazy.
I'm telling you, you're going to want to be there. He told me, he said, you know, Lisa, he said, I sleep about 3 hours a night. And that's all he sleeps. And other than that, he's just thinking. Right now, he's in L.A. filming two television shows out there about his street magic. So, and he's been on Ripley's Believe It or Not. Matter of fact, last year he asked if we, he's so humble, he said, do you mind if I get in line to meet Dean Cain? Because although he was on Ripley's Believe It or Not, and Dean Cain was the MC for that, the host for that show, he had never met him before. And so that was kind of interesting that he wanted to meet him, even though it appears on the show that they possibly worked together.
Well, Lisa, happy 2015, and happy saving the MASAC.
Thank you, Kate. I so appreciate the opportunity to get the word out there. Thank you all for what you do. Your radio station is wonderful, just wonderful.